ஓம் நம சிவாய். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர்க், தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். இன் திஸ் யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் கவாய் ஹிந்து லெக்சர்ஸ். தி டைட்டில்ஸ் ஆர் ஹூ இஸ் லார்ட் சிவா, டேக் டைம் அவுட் ஆஃப் ரிஃப்ளெக்ட், பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ சத்குரு சிவாய சுப்பிரமணிய சுவாமி. தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய.
Today at Kwarinam, December 8th, we received wonderful giant posters of Lord Muruga, the Hawaiian god Ku, Lord Ganesha, the Hawaiian god Lono from Suryakumar in San Francisco, and thank you, Surya. We really appreciate the beautiful, like 6 feet long and 4 feet high posters of Viravan Temple. All the beautiful foliage, lakes and ponds around this beautiful temple that we're building here on the garden island of Kauai. Markandeya Senden, a young man, 18 years of age, from one of our families, have been members of my Saivasadana church for over 30 years. He was born in the church. He came for 6 months of religious training, learned a lot. Learned to chant in Sanskrit most beautifully, and now, after he is home a month or two, he will do a path-choosing ceremony. This means he will decide whether he will become a married man or whether he will be go into further training to become a sannyasin, a minister of the Saivite religion. We don't know what he is going to do because we've never talked to him about this. It's his decision, and his own soul will tell him what to do. But we're working a beautiful, beautiful book written 2,100 years ago. I think the copyright has expired. It's called the Tirukkural, but its new name is Weaver's Wisdom. And this weaver lived out his whole life, much like the prophet did in Gilbron's book. And at the end of his life, he told of his observations in very terse verses called chorales. Chorale 191 tells us that he observed many people, especially this one. Everyone is disgusted by a man who offends one and all with meaningless chatter. Know anyone like that? I think he hit the proverbial nail right on the head. Chorale 199. The wise, faultless and free from ignorance, never utter pointless words, even forgetfully. And chorale number 200, in your speaking, say only that which is purposeful. Never utter words that lack purpose. What a wise weaver. And the weaver, in his wisdom, observed those who are industrious, who get what they want, and need, and keep what they want and have. Chorale 591. Possessing belongs only to the industrious. Do those who lack such energy really possess their possessions? Chorale 597. Elephants stand strong, even when wounded by a barrage of arrows. Strong-willed men are not discouraged when they encounter disaster. And that's a goal for each and every one of us. Be strong. Today's lesson is on human conduct within the home. The great extended family, because one could not stand strong and withstand abuse, verbal, mental, and physical. The great extended family of 30, 40, 50 people living under one roof is diminishing day by day until we get to 4 or 5 people living under one roof. And then they go out and get roofs for themselves because they can't stand one another. And as I've always said, the nuclear family is just waiting to explode. How do we work out our karma in this life? How do we overcome our faults? Is through relating and interrelating with others, giving in when it's necessary, being strong when it's necessary. My motto has always been give in on the little things and hold strong on the big principles of Dharma. This is right thought, right action, and right speech. Running away from others only makes the karmas worse for the next incarnation when the soul again takes a new fleshy body and is born through a mother and has to grow up and go through all of that all over again simply because the lessons were not learned in the previous life. That's the way we look at it. That's the way it's been looked at for thousands of years. And listening to the wise, that's the way it is. Therefore, if you're living with someone that you cannot get along with, don't run away. Stick it out and get your happiness, not outside the home. Get your happiness by making others happy within the home. Put smiles on everybody's faces. Be Mr. or Mrs. or Miss Nice Guy. Don't be crude. Don't be rude. Be kindly. Be nice. And the world will reward you. Corral 598. The wise wisdom of the weaver explains, without a zealous spirit, one will never enjoy the proud accelerations of earthly generosity. And he speaks on perseverance. In Corral 611, never say weakness. This task is too difficult. Persevering will confer the ability to accomplish it. And this brings us to the 6 P's. A puja and a prayer. A purpose, plan, persistence, and push. Therefore, we can never say in our weakness, this task is too difficult. Persevering will confer the ability to accomplish it. This is a wonderful book, and we have been working on it for 15 years, putting it into American English. You'll love it. So another day in cyberspace, we looking at each other, you at me, in your computer screen, and myself at you through cyberspace. Happy that you visited our cyberspace ashram today on the beautiful island of Kauai. Maybe you'll make it here someday soon. Do make it soon. Om, persevere. Today at Kwadinam, December 9th. Well, this morning Acharya Paulini Swami gave a beautiful talk at Kadapal Hindu Temple to our Saivasadana Church congregation. It's guest day today, and the last day of our Vedic phase. The next 2 days are retreat days, a time to reflect on what happened in the past and what's going to happen in the future, as we know. The past you cannot do much about, but you can do something about the present. And the present, combined with the past, creates the future. So it's good to take time out and reflect upon your actions, your words, which are manifested thought, and the thoughts themselves, and the basic belief structure, which creates the attitude. Now many people think there's a big ocean of life and they are like a little cork bouncing along in the ocean, and others feel like they're the ocean, the entire ocean. And still others feel as if they're the energy which permeates the ocean, the earth, the whole universe. It all depends on how we see ourselves on the inside of ourselves. That strengthens our commitment on the spiritual path. That's what worries me about the New Age movement. All the New Age people, including their leaders, are absolutely committed to not be committed to anything. I don't understand it. And they have nothing to offer the children. To teach children non-commitment, to teach children to take a little bit of this and a little bit of that out of each of the religions, and to keep learning rather than continue practicing, what spiritual unfoldment will come from this? Absolutely none. For spiritual unfoldment, we must perform sadhana. Sadhana is the repetition time and time and time and time and time again of the same spiritual practice with the external mind and the internal mind and the emotions all coexisting in a one power which therefore eventually transforms the individual into somebody different, a spiritual person. Well, looking at you in cyberspace, I know that I'm talking to somebody out there that needs to hear this. Be committed and live up to your commitments. Be firm in your willpower. Have a loving heart. And live your dharma, which is commitment to the highest good that one can live on this planet, fully in this life. Out of it will come a good birth in your next life. What does good birth mean? A good birth means being born into the family that won't be you for 10 years of your life, to make you obey, move you into the area of the mind of fear, distrust for adults. A good birth is getting a healthy physical body, not a body that's distorted because parents use a lot of dangerous drugs. A good birth is being born into a family that will love their children. People who yell at their children, who hit their children, who pinch their children, don't love their children. I know a few families whose parents on both sides advise them to spank their children occasionally, keep them in line. These families told me, we couldn't do that. I said, why? Because we love our children. We couldn't do that to them. I said, what do you do instead? Well, we talk to them. We explain things to them, and we endeavor to be a good example for them. Because, they said, you know, Gurudeva, children learn by the examples they see from adults. Well, I really admire these parents who have the children who must have done something really good in their past life to earn a good birth. Looking out in cyberspace from my seat here in the cyberspace ashram, through your computer, through mine, I want to say just one thing. Take time out to reflect upon the yesterdays, upon how you are thinking in the nows and the many nows to come, and the future you want to commit yourself to creating. We'll be seeing you again tomorrow, which will be December 10th. Om Namah Shivaya. Today at Kwadinam, December 12th. And greetings, everyone in cyberspace. Very nice you have visited our cyberspace ashram. Welcome, welcome. We've just completed a two-day retreat, reflecting on the past and projecting a new future for ourselves. The African Parliament of the World Religions contacted us with a very beautiful invitation to be a delegate in their parliament, December 1st through 8th, 1999. It's in Cape Town, South Africa. And we're waiting to hear from them again, probably on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. A beautiful fire puja today, again invoking the foundation for Irvine Temple, getting the energy up in everyone. Feel it? A wonderful energy is coming and flowing through each and every one of us to build the foundation that's going to last over 1,000 years. In India, I've been to stone temples that were more than 1,000 years old. One was 2,000 years old. It looked in very good condition. Our local agriculturalist, Ray Mackey, came by with a beautiful gift for the ashram, a very special construction bamboo. He planted some and left the others for us to plant, and we appreciate this, Ray, very, very much. Earlier today, I was reading from the beautiful little booklet we just published called Island Temple. San Marga Iravan Temple, a traditional Hindu sanctuary for Lord Shiva being built on Hawaii's Garden Island of Kauai. If you have not already received a copy, we'd love to send you a copy. Use the little communication questions at hindu.org and send us your name and address, and we'll put a copy right in the mail for you today. I was caught by this beautiful explanation of Lord Shiva, excerpted from Living with Shiva, one of the books that was released a number of years ago, and we'd be very happy to send you also, without any charge, this little book, Living with Shiva. I'm going to read just a little bit of it now. It explains who Lord Shiva is. Shiva dances in the atoms throughout the universe. Shiva dances energetically, eternally. Shiva is eternal movement. His mind is all-pervasive, and thus he sees and knows everything in all spheres simultaneously and without effort. Shiva is the Self. And he is the energy we put forth to know the Self. He is the mystery which makes us see him as separate from us. He is the energy of life, the power of the wind. He is the dissolution called death, the peace of motionless air. He is the great force of the ocean and the stillness on a calm lake. Shiva is all in all. Our great God Shiva is beyond time, beyond space, beyond form, and form's creation, and yet he uses time and causes form. He is in the sky, in the clouds, in the swirling galaxies. Shiva's cosmic dance of creation, preservation, and dissolution is happening this very moment in every atom of the cosmos. God Shiva is immanent, with a beautiful human-like form, which can actually be seen and has been seen by many mystics in visions. To get to know God Shiva is to get to know something more about yourself, because there's one thing, and one thing only, that Shiva cannot do with all of his great power. He cannot take himself out of you. Because the energy in your body comes from God Shiva. He can't remove the energy from the body of your soul. And you are a soul, a perfect soul living in a physical body, an astral body. You have a mental body. These are your tools to unfold the soul as it grows and grows and grows in the evolutionary pattern of soul life. And that's why we keep coming back in a physical body to have all of the experiences that life on this planet has to offer. Who knows? Maybe we go to another planet after that. Who knows? But the soul is more than umbilically connected to Shiva. The soul is an ever-flowing part of Shiva. With this new identity of yourself, you can face all of life's challenges as if you were walking through the rain without getting wet. Well, we're very happy to bring a little bit of Shivaness and Shiva consciousness into your life. And if you would like our little booklet called Island Temple, send your name and address. We'd be happy to send it to you. And if you want the little booklet, Living with Shiva, 365 verses on how Hindus approach God, family life, money, food, culture, and more. Just make a note, and we'd be happy to send that to you as well. Until tomorrow, then, our cyberspace ashram be open to you for the next 4 or 5 days. Please visit day after day after day. And we'll develop some beautiful themes together. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask. Om Namah Shivaya. Today at Kwarinam, December 13th in on our Vedic calendar, Sun 2 of a 5-day phase, and then a 2-day retreat. We set into motion a new flow for teaching from 12 to 12:30. All Madhavasi, those are the monks, sit in small groups with the four acharyas and myself to talk about inner things. To sharpen up, especially for our young monks, the Sarvasiddhanta philosophical knowing and relating it to their daily life. Many people are philosophical, but that's in one part of their mind, and their daily life is another part of their thinking patterns, and they don't relate the two. The Sarvasiddhanta philosophy, which brings out very clearly external and internal worship and the application of the laws of karma, reincarnation, dharma, and so much, much more, merge them all together into daily life. Well, here we are on Paradise Island, and we often say humorously, another boring day in paradise. But we can't really say that truthfully here at Kwarinam, our cyberspace ashram. Every day is an exhilarating day with new wonderful things to do and blessings to give out. Our Kaudaval Hindu temple is sending out blessings through prasadam, through the mail, daily to hundreds of people in many, many countries of the world. We have a pilgrim here from a university in the Midwest of America, but originally from Malaysia, Kukulavani. We want to welcome her. She's living with some of the families who live here on the islands. Panchaganapati. It is the season to worship Lord Ganesha. A number of years ago, elders and religious leaders, the Hindu community, found it a great concern that many ashrams, can you believe it, have Christmas trees, give Christmas presents, and celebrate Christmas. In the true translation of the word, Christ Mass. It must be coming from the Catholic or the early Catholic. And before that, they say it was a pagan ceremony. However, we have a wonderful approach to the holiday season, it's 5 days of gift-giving called Pancha Ganapati. Pancha means five, and Ganapati means Lord Ganesha, the giver of all good, the controller of Dharma, and the children receive gifts for 5 days, and they have a wonderful time. And Pancha Ganapati is in season. And if you would like to know how to celebrate Pancha Ganapati in your ashram or your home, use that little box and ask the question, please send me information on Pancha Ganapati. I no longer want to do Christmas in my ashram. Many people say, well, it's okay to do Christmas because we are Hindus and we are accepting all religions. Well, then why not celebrate the Jewish holidays, the Islamic holidays, the Zoroastrian holidays, the Sikh holidays? Come on. Buddhist holidays? Come on. Christmas is the only holiday ashrams, on the most part, celebrate. So many Hindu religious leaders don't want to do that anymore. And Pancha Ganapati, year after year, has become very, very popular. And we'd be happy to send to you, without any charge, or to show you where you can find it on the internet, 5 days of the worship of Lord Ganesha, the gift-giving God. It is really wonderful. Well, I'll be seeing you again tomorrow and the next day and the next day in our very familiar place, right here at our cyberspace ashram. Remember the gifts that we offered yesterday. Oh, one last thing. Devarajan, we expected you, and we didn't see you on this beautiful garden island. We missed you at the beautiful Havana yesterday. We expected you to walk in the door at any minute. You must have been meditating. I thought I saw you there several times. So fly over again soon. Sorry you had to cancel your flight because of airline problems. Om Namah Shivaya, everyone. We'll be together again tomorrow, Darshan time, at Cyberspace Ashram.